Peter. Well, I think it'd be nice if we went back to school for a wee while.
Yes, great idea.
And you maybe told me a wee bit more about the school. Oh, there's a nice piece of information there. Stennis School.
I'll put that there. You can speak and type that and read it. You
know. Oh, yes, I'm going to. I'm just going to look at that. I can hardly wait. They've got some pile of stuff here. Look at. You're distracting my staff, though.
Right, back to school.
Yes.
Year five. Yes, what read. But it's an interesting bit in that, when they decided to build the new school, of course, the usual arguments as to where it should go, so they measured the roads from each end of the parish and put the school in the middle. So they built it there, and it's now the daycare centre, of course, when I was there, this is the two-teacher school. The female teacher in the PD end, and taught up to about age 9, then went into the big end, and they were there till they left the school at 14. But they were supposed to be to prevent drafts, so there was only doors in one end of the school, so the PD end did a walk through the big end if they wanted to get out. But anyway, what more, shall we say, do you want to enlarge on the school?
Well, just what the day was like. What did you get taught in the day?
Reading sums. Mm-hmm. And, that's certain one, reading every day, and some arithmetic, copy books occasionally, composition, and my holidays or something equally silly. But other than that, it was just...
Did you do grammar and things like that?
Yes, later on. Uh-huh. And parsing, which was always a bother for me. I knew nouns and so on like that. But I could never understand why. Till after I left school, I was complaining to my father, and he said, it's just arranged in every means possible. But if somebody said that at the time, I'd seen some reason for it. But it was parsing. Nouns and what's it, adverbs, weak or strong, which you never could understand. Mm-hmm. But they tried to teach us grammar, but a certain person of our way says they still don't understand it. And so either they, in that sense, they were unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn any poems?
Oh, yes, you did poetry. Mm-hmm. But of a new songs, but still, and reading and so on. The school children stopped taking peace to school at Madras School on the 16th November 1877. But this is for Madras School before the prison run. From the Madras logbook, children are in admirable order, frank, honest and happy. Intelligence is a very strong point and is trained with distinct skill. Mathematics and Greek show accuracy and thoroughness.
That's fair enough. You say they stopped taking their peats?
What's that?
They stopped taking peats.
1877.
There you are. You see, I misunderstood that. I thought it was a sandwich, but you mean peats?
It's a peat. Of course, there was no school dinner or anything like that. You took your piece at Kismayo, a piece of jam and loaf and a biscuit. But the school teacher in winter, she would boil the kettle and make us cups of cocoa.
And so did you have to take a peat then as well for the fire?
It stopped in 1877.
It was
a coal fire, and with wind in a certain direction, the stove blew back, and it was really a very bad functioning stove, but that's by the way.
Mm-hmm. And did you have separate desks, or did you?
Oh yes, separate desks. Mm-hmm. Aye. Mm-hmm. And a complaint in the big end. They had the long desks, eight, and they put in single desks. But this was throughout from the Stumness School, when the Stumness School was modernised, and oh dear, the desks were dirty and carved and something. And of course, when we were young, we had slits and slit pens all. And, well, it's just the way you did things. So.
Mm-hmm. And would you get them at the school, or would you have to buy them?
Oh, the slits were at the school. You bought your slit pencils, and all those amazed me. It was the Britannia slit pencils made in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And how much a slate pencil these?
Well, it was a penny, a box or four. No, no, five for a penny.
All right, excellent. So there you were with your slate and your slate. There you were with your slate and your slate pencil.
Yes.
Did they have a blackboard in those days?
Oh yes. Uh-huh. Blackboards. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to have a bottle of water and a cloth to clean your slate, but you usually spat in your slate and use your sleeve.
Yeah.
Is that the boys or the girls do that as well?
Well, the equivalent, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
did you have a favourite subject at the school?